Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 14th, 2007. Well, through the morning as we prepared the message, it's just a beautiful morning. Had a very dreary, icy type day yesterday, and now it's a lull before another storm, we understand, this weekend. But we're thankful for the opportunity to take a few moments and share truth with you today that have chosen to listen to our podcast. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just what we want to do. Today's message is titled, The Everlasting Light. Listen to this wonderful short scripture reference from Psalm 118:27.
The Lord is God, and He has made His light shine upon us.
Last night, our choir shared their Christmas musical, The Love of God at Christmas, with the residents of Longwood Manor, a local assisted living center. They sang songs of God's love as they invited the light of Christ to shine through them. Among the familiar carols in one of the medleys was this wonderful phrase, "Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light."
Shining light is one of the great themes of the Incarnation. Well, I recall a children's Christmas musical in our church in New England titled Shine, Jesus, Shine. It was a pretty big production that we had put on that year. The storyline involves the stars vying for who will be called upon to shine over Bethlehem when Jesus is born. It turns out that the humblest star, who is not expecting nor aspiring the esteemed role, is called in for this service. I can still see in my mind's eye a tiny Mary and Joseph, hand in hand, toddling up the center aisle to take their places at the manger scene built on a platform over the baptismal.
Well, as I watched the play, I was afraid the rather squirmy Joseph, the little guy that was playing Joseph, would fall off the back of the makeshift platform. So I went behind the scenes to keep him pushed forward all throughout the scene. I suppose many of you can remember delightful and perhaps humorous scenes from children's Christmas programs through the years as well.
What a wonderful truth is so simply expressed in our daily verse. The Lord is God. Merely asserts the biblical truth of the one true God revealed in Scripture. In our New Testament understanding, we declare, along with Thomas, that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our God. In the glimpse we have of the heavenly throne, the 24 elders cry out, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being."
Well, the verse goes on to state, the main verse for today, "He has made His light shine upon us." All through history, the redeemed have been able to say this. The great prophet Isaiah in a messianic prophecy declares, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light." However, in this church age, we look back on the full revelation of Christ and understand what the Apostle Paul meant when he wrote, and I quote from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' make His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ."
Jesus Christ came to be the light of the world, to reveal the knowledge and glory of God, and to shine brightly in a world darkened and dominated by sin.
Is He your Lord and God? Today, are you experiencing the penetrating power of God's light as it shines upon you and through you? Are others seeing its revelation of truth and ray of hope shining through you? I sure hope so.
Let's pray. Father, the radiance of your holiness is revealed in the light of your Son, Jesus, who came to dwell among us. We know that in Him there is no darkness at all. Satan, the prince of darkness, blinds and deceives us. But Jesus, the prince of peace, enlightens us with wisdom and truth through His earthly life revealed in your holy word. And now we have the light of your Holy Spirit to guide us in a sin-darkened world as we make this earthly journey. May this light that burns within us brighten our countenance and be our power source for truth, holiness, and courageous witness to those who have been blinded because the darkness has blinded them. Bring them into the light of salvation, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God for the everlasting light. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We certainly welcome you to visit our site today. We have more than usual the amount of pictures, several we took last night that you may find enjoyable, including a new photo we've placed up of our family in front of a Christmas tree there at Longwood Manor last night. Beautiful scene we had to take a picture. We also have a number of links up to music that you may enjoy, Christmas music and related songs that we feel relates to the text today, relates to the message. And finally, I have a little test. This morning as I was preparing the message, I considered the dominance of the theme of light in the incarnation story and expressed specifically in Christmas songs and carols. And I went through and did a little study, and I found at least seven, and I'm sure if I took more time I could find more, familiar Christmas carols, I think to most of us, that have at least a line using the word light. What I've done, I've taken that phrase out and I've asked any readers that might be interested to see if they can match that single phrase from the carol to the title of the carol itself, where it comes from. If you're interested in doing that, that material is on the website today. Again, we are at dailyencouragement.net. We prepared this message Friday, December 14th, and that is the message that will be on the web not only this Friday but all through the weekend. But we realize many will be listening to this podcast later on. If so, you can get to that site by merely using the archives or the previous button feature on our website. Just go back to the message dated December 14th, 2007. Well, again, today, let us all rejoice in the truth of the everlasting light.